Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A former White House communications director is helping promote the Alaska Gasline Project. Alaska Public Media reports that Mike Dubke, through his company BlackRock Group, has a $15,000 a month contract to advise the state-owned Alaska Gasline Development Corporation on its communication strategy. Dubke worked at the Trump White House for 3 months in 2017. He previously worked on the election campaign of both Alaska U.S. senators. AGDC Vice President of Communications Rosetta Alcantara says Dubke's firm gives the Gasline Agency more of a presence in Washington, D.C.
Kind of knowing the messaging and who to talk to, that's definitely a piece that really resonates. But they also have that Alaska connection.
The contract says Dubke will work on strategies to, quote, amplify the benefits, unquote, of the liquefied natural gas project to the Trump administration, Congress, and federal regulators. Dubke's firm has hired another well-connected political advisor as a subcontractor. Kevin Sweeney's 6-7 Strategies will be paid $15,000 a month as well. Sweeney is a longtime aide to Senator Lisa Murkowski and married to Tara Sweeney, Trump's pick to serve as Assistant Interior Secretary for Indian Affairs. Alcantara says Sweeney will focus more on in-state messaging while Dubke will primarily work in the federal arena. Longtime Fairbanks community leader Jerry Norum has died. A city press release says Norum, who resigned from the city council last summer at the age of 84, died Sunday of an aneurysm. Norum worked as a teacher and administrator at local schools and served on both the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly and the Fairbanks City Council. City Mayor Jim Matherly grew up in the same neighborhood as the Norum family and later worked with Jerry.
I watched him as a leader. And then I was blessed to also serve with him on the city council, learned a lot from him, had a lot of nice one-on-one conversations with him, too. And he was just a really civic-minded, hardworking, loving family man and really, really loved Fairbanks.
Norum was a major driver behind development of local sports programs and facilities, including the Big Dipper Ice Arena, the Birch Hill Luge Course, Arctic Winter Games, and Interior Youth Football. Local, state, and military officials meet tonight to talk about new federally mandated air pollution controls for Fairbanks. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The measures under consideration would be part of a so-called state implementation plan that the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation is developing in an effort to reduce fine particulate pollution in Fairbanks and North Pole. The area's PM 2.5 levels are at times the highest in the nation. They present a threat to human health and violate the Federal Clean Air Act. Because of that, and because the area's previous efforts to attain federal clean air standards have failed, the Environmental Protection Agency has designated it a serious non-attainment area.
From a moderate area to a serious area.
State Air Quality Division Director Denise Koch says that redesignation triggered a process that requires study of a series of measures that could be implemented locally to help the area attain Clean Air Act standards.
The requirement for DEC to start working on a new plan to move the area towards attainment.
Measures which would be included in the state plan include requiring local power plants to install additional air pollution control technology. Another proposal would require the use of ultra-low sulfur heating oil in the non-attainment area. Borough Air Quality Division Manager Nick Zarnecki says Fairbanks and North Pole mayors and city council members have been invited to tonight's special Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly meeting, along with representatives of local military bases. Zarnecki says the public also is invited to the meeting, which begins at 5:30 p.m. in the Assembly's chambers.
There'll be a lot of information that's, you know, distilled down so that folks don't have to wade through 600 pages of technical documents to pull out the details that they want.
Zarnecki says there won't be an opportunity for public comments at this meeting, but he says the borough will schedule more meetings on the issue in the coming weeks. DEC has invited public review and feedback on the proposed PM 2.5 control measures, which can be found on the agency's homepage. Officials say comments must be submitted to the agency by May 23rd. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Reducing Alaska Native youth suicide is the focus of a two-day meeting at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. It's the first statewide gathering of the federally funded, UAF-led Alaska Native Collaborative Hub for Research on Resilience. Co-principal investigator and University of Massachusetts Associate Professor of Public Health, Lisa Wexler, says this week's meeting is the first step in developing a culturally relevant approach to suicide prevention. Wexler points to basic necessities.
Having a strong sense of identity, having a clear purpose, support for things that are meaningful to you and your community and culture that are available particularly to young people as they're growing up and developing a sense of what their past means, who they are, and where they're going.
Wexler says the challenge is reviving those elements in traditional cultures dramatically altered by outside forces.
Colonization instituted a lot of changes that were imposed that I think have helped survival in one sense, but have made it harder to survive in another.
Wexler says this week's first meeting is bringing together community members with academics and service providers to begin working toward a suicide prevention strategy and systems, institutions, and funding to support it. I'm Dan Bross.